I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Allergies and asthma often start in childhood and can continue throughout life. Dr. Kelly Williams is here to talk about environmental allergies in children. Dr. Williams is an associate professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatrician specializing in allergies, asthma, and immunology conditions at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Williams, what are the typical symptoms children might experience with environmental allergies, and at what age might these begin?
Commonly, children will have runny nose, nasal congestion, sneezing. They can have itchy, watery, or red eyes. They can get swollen eyes. They can have generalized itching all over, especially after outdoor exposure. They can also have cough that can be pretty debilitating at times. Allergies can start at any age, but typically with outdoor and seasonal allergies, symptoms start to manifest after age 3, but other allergens like dust mites or pets can occur earlier.
When it comes to these environmental allergies, what are some of the common things that children are allergic to?
A main one is trees. Oak tree, birch tree, pine tree are very common, and it's the main spring allergy. In the summer, grasses are the most common allergen, and that's especially hard for children because they play sports outside or they're outside often. Weeds are usually the fall allergy, like ragweed. And then other allergens that are common include dust mites, cockroach, and pet dander, like cat or dog.
Which kids seem to be at risk of having these allergies?
People can't directly inherit the same allergens from their family members, but some families are more likely to be affected by allergic conditions, and some children born into these families can have higher risk of developing allergies.
How are allergies identified and diagnosed accurately in children?
There are two different types of tests. We can have skin testing done in the clinic or blood work, which can be done in a lab. The most sensitive and specific test is the skin testing, and it can detect allergies earlier than in blood, and also you have less false positives.
What can be done to control allergy symptoms?
Three main things. One is reducing allergen exposures. Two is managing inflammation, and then three is managing the symptoms.
Tell us typically what happens as far as treating allergies in children.
First-line treatment for allergic rhinitis includes an intranasal corticosteroid spray. This decreases inflammation and symptoms. Second-line treatment is generally an oral antihistamine. People often take these first-line because they're easier to do than a nose spray.
Do children with these types of allergies just need medication part of the time or most of the time? How does that work?
The most important thing is for children to take their medications consistently during their peak allergy season and not just when they feel symptoms. That will address the inflammation.
Some children seem to have both allergies and asthma problems. Are these conditions related?
There's something called the atopic march or allergic march, where some kids can have one allergic condition and it can increase risk for other conditions, such as eczema increasing risk for asthma, increasing risk for food allergy or allergic rhinitis. So unfortunately, some families will have multiple affected conditions.
Dr. Williams, thanks for this information about environmental allergies in children.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.